Well, you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast, and I'm Jeff Struss. We're telling one news story daily, well told. Today, we have an exciting interview for you with Serena Dykson. She's the founder of She Found His Grace Ministry, and she's releasing a new book, She Found His Grace, a true story of hope, love, and forgiveness after abortion. When Serena heard the news that over 2,200 babies' remains were found on the property of abortion doctor Ulrich George Klopfer, her whole body went numb from shock. She began to sob tears of grief. "Is my baby one of those remains?" she questioned. Dr. Klopfer performed her abortion when she was just 13 years old. Serena carries a powerful message of grace and redemption, and we have our interview with her right after this.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Well, you're listening to Charisma News Podcast, and I'm Jeff Struss. Today, we're here with Serena Dykson, the founder of She Found His Grace Ministry, and she's here to tell us about her new book. Serena, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me on. It's such an honor to be able to share my story with you and your listeners. And we just say, you know, Jesus, just show up and show off.
Come on. And you and I were praying together before we started the podcast. And that's our prayer, that the Lord would use our time together and move mightily while we discuss your story. You know, speaking of your story, you have a powerful story, a courageous story, one of redemption, one of forgiveness, one of grace. And it's one that's touching the hearts and lives of women around the country. Your story begins at being 13 years old, where you experience both being raped and an abortion. Can you tell us about that story?
I can. So when I was 13 years old, I found myself with an unplanned pregnancy because of sexual assault. I did not grow up in the church. Our family was not in church, didn't know about Jesus. And, you know, when my parents found out that I had been sexually assaulted, like, their world just came crashing down. And looking back, I recognize that my mom had her own trauma of sexual assault. And so it just rocked her world. And as a mom, she just wanted to figure out, you know, what to do. And so without any, you know, relationship with the Lord, you know, she was looking for answers of what do we do? And for me, I had never heard the word abortion before in my life. And we went to our family doctor, and our family doctor confirmed this unplanned pregnancy. And I just remember him saying, you know, what do you think about abortion? And my mom just saying, yes, that's what we're going to do. And I was just so clueless at that point. I had no idea. All I knew was the trauma that I had just walked through. And then all of kind of the chaos that was happening in my home because of just my parents' world just coming crashing down. And so for us on that day, I just remember them telling us, the people outside the clinic hate you, so make sure you walk in quickly. And you know, I'm a trained sidewalk counselor now, and that is not the truth. You know, and I always tell my team how we conduct ourselves outside an abortion clinic matters.
Wow.
Because I just think of my mom, of how she would have responded had someone been shouting at her, how, you know, just all of the things. I try to put myself in how my mom would have responded on that day. And unfortunately, there was no one outside that day. And so once we got to the clinic, they separated me from my parents. And I know that they separated me because if they didn't want them to change their mind. And so as a 13-year-old, I was taken to this room that was called a counseling room. The only thing I remember them saying was that there was a clump of cells, and that did not make sense to me. I just thought we were at a doctor's office, that they were going to help me. I didn't know how. I had no idea. But and so I remember just thinking, this place is so dirty. That just stood out to me as a 13-year-old. And the first time I ever met George was when he walked in and he smiled and he said, "This won't take long." And what I can tell you is that it was the most horrific pain that I had ever felt. And I tell people all the time that my abortion was way worse than the rape by far. And I would later find my mom's journal, and I read her journal, and she said, "I could hear her screaming, but they wouldn't allow me to help her." And that day just changed our lives forever. I was taken to a recovery room, and when it was time to leave, I hemorrhaged everywhere, and my dad had to pick me up and carry me out to the car, and we did not talk about what happened that day ever again. My mom, she ended up having a mental breakdown and had to check herself in for 2 weeks. I struggled with depression. I started drinking. I didn't hang out with my friends anymore. We were just falling apart. And, you know, we were sold a lie that that was supposed to help us. And it did not help us at all. I needed counseling. I needed help walking through my trauma. And, you know, to be honest, our family was not, we did not have a lot of money. And so with that being said, you know, what we needed was Christian counseling, but that was not something that we could have afforded. But through that process, I struggled. And then when I was 16, I got pregnant again. And Planned Parenthood had just been in our school, and we thought we could trust them. And so my boyfriend and myself, we went to Planned Parenthood, and of course they said, "You're young, you're in school, and you know you're poor, so you should abort this baby." And I knew that that was not something that I would ever do again. And I got into my car, and my boyfriend, who's now my husband, he had grown up in the church, but they had never talked about abortion. And he said, "Well, what do you think about abortion?" And I shared my story for the first time. And he said, he just looked at me and he said, "I don't know how we'll figure it out, but we'll figure it out." And it was so scary telling his parents. And they were in shock, but they just came around us and they loved us well. Our church that we attended, they were awesome. They loved us enough to not let us sin in our sin, but they also loved us in helping us with a baby shower. They helped us learn how to budget. They would help us with babysitting so that we could finish school. And so we were both able to graduate high school. I was married by my junior year of high school. And we just, by the time we were 23, we had 2 children. We thought life was great. And, you know, we just didn't realize how the past abortion would affect our lives. And so I ended up experiencing a miscarriage, and it just rocked my world. I was so devastated, and our marriage started to fall apart. I didn't know how to process. He didn't know how to process that. And then a couple of years after that, I had some other physical issues. I had an ovary that ruptured and I almost died. And I had a complete hysterectomy by 29. And we never associated it with the abortion. I didn't have doctors asking me. And that was not something that I wanted to talk about because I was so wounded. And so we continued to live life, but we were barely surviving. And we were in the church. We would go to church every Sunday, but our lives were falling apart, and we would just put on a fake smile like everything was fine, and it wasn't fine. We would encounter another thing that would just kind of devastate our family, and it would surface that I was not healed. I had a lot of wounds, and so I ended up moving out of our home, and I was going to file for divorce because I just felt like I wasn't good enough as a mother. I wasn't good enough as a wife, and I just felt like I didn't deserve anything. And I started drinking a lot at that time. I started abusing prescription drugs because, you know, I had all these physical problems, and so I could get that easily. And I was just a mess. Every weekend was just a mess. And one night, after a heavy night of drinking with some friends, I started texting people to come get me. And at this point, I had burned all my bridges. No one would come and get me. And I just got in my car that night, and I just started to cry. And I just said, God, I have no one else but you right now. And God met me in my car that night, and he just lavished me in this love that I had never felt in my life. And I knew at that point that I needed to go home both physically and spiritually. And by God's grace, I made it home. I didn't kill anybody on driving, which I was so intoxicated that that was a real possibility. But God, you know, he helped me home. And my husband met me at the door, and he welcomed me back in. And it wasn't that I deserved it at all, but God was working on his heart and preparing him for restoring our marriage, restoring our family. And so I started to go to counseling and unpack stuff, but I never talked about the abortion. I talked about my assault, and we were able to get lots of healing through that. But I could not talk about the abortion. My counselor, he attended my church, and I thought, if I tell him everything, he is going to go back to church, and he's going to tell everybody, and they're not going to like me. And that was the lie that I believed, that people would just be like, nope, there would be just rejection there. And so I felt like I got a ton of healing. And so I started doing ministry, and God was still working in my heart. I still had a lot of hate and bitterness in my heart from my abuser. And I just remember God meeting me one day in my living room in Lamentations 3:58. And it was the Holy Spirit saying, did I pull you from the pit? And I knew God had pulled me from the pit. And he said, did I take up your case? And that word case just penetrated my heart. It resonated in my soul, because as a sexual assault survivor, you go to court, and, you know, and that just, I knew the Lord was talking to me. And he said, did I redeem your life? And I knew God had redeemed my life. And the Holy Spirit said, would you get out of the way and let me do what I'm going to do? And I knew that I had to surrender, and I had to forgive. And God just wrecked me. He just wrecked me because he gave me new eyes to see my abuser as someone that's lost and broken. And really, it doesn't take him off the hook at all. That doesn't mean that he, you know, that he's off the hook. But what it did was, I was drinking a poison that was killing me. It wasn't hurting anybody else but him because of that unforgiveness. And, you know, God just wrecked me. He just gave me eyes to see people as broken and lost people. So, you know, God just did the thing and radically changed my view there. So with that, I continued to do ministry. And one of my friends, she, her husband's the director of Teen Challenge, which is a drug and alcohol discipleship program that we serve on the board. We had a night at her house. And to back up a little bit, she had invited me to see the movie Unplanned. And I didn't know what that movie was. And I went and I was sitting in the movie and it was like my whole life had unfolded in front of my eyes. And I just heard the Holy Spirit saying, now's the time to tell the rest of your story. And I didn't know what that looked like. And so with my Teen Challenge sisters, I was sitting in the living room and I shared my testimony, and my friend said, she said, you got to tell the rest of your story. I said, I know, God told me to. I just don't know where. And so I had reached out to our local Right to Life, and I knew that I wanted to reach women outside of the abortion clinic. And so I shared my story. And as I went, you know, for the training, this sweet sister, she looked at me once I shared my story and she said, have you ever gone through abortion healing? And to be honest, I rolled my eyes at her because I was good. I had done all this healing with the Lord. And I hear this all the time with women in the church. They always say, I'm good. I'm good. I have a relationship with the Lord. But I didn't know what God had in store for me going through abortion recovery. And it was this beautiful time that I actually got to mourn the loss of my baby, not only my aborted baby, Eliana Grace, but also our miscarried son, Malachi. And God just did this beautiful thing with my husband and I, just being able to mourn the loss of both of our children. So we, you know, I continued to go out to the abortion clinic, and one day the Lord just said, you know, asked me to have this memorial service. And I had no idea what that looked like, but I wanted to be obedient. And the night before the memorial service is when the news that of George hoarding all the babies broke. And that night I crawled into bed and I was just like, God, I was like, I just wept. It just ripped open this wound. And I cried out to the Lord and I was like, Lord, is one of the babies mine? And I just remember the Holy Spirit saying, your baby and all the babies are with me. Why do you think I asked you to tell the rest of your story? And through that, that led to my book and also She Found His Grace Abortion Recovery. And yeah, and so now we're just serving other ladies and helping them find freedom so that they can tell the rest of their story.
It's incredible and incredibly powerful. And again, a story that takes an incredible amount of courage that I know just from hearing what you're sharing, that courage has come from that deep work that God has done within your own heart. So just tell us some more about your book and your organization, and how are you all impacting the world through what you're doing right now?
Yeah, so we finished our book, and we've been able to get our book to women around the world. One of the cool stories about what God's doing with my book right now is we have some women that are in Africa, and oh, I just love it. So a dear sister, she will drop my book off at different churches, and each week she goes and picks it up and takes it to another church. And she's just been doing that faithfully since we sent books over to her, because there's just such a crisis over in Africa, women who've had abortions or assault, and they're just seeing God use our story to save lives. And we see that in the United States as well. And with our ministry, She Found His Grace, we offer online healing classes, and we walk them through a biblical study And then once they're done with the biblical study, we walk them through a pain to purpose course so that it launches them into just really where they feel like the Lord is leading them. And our heart is just to help them be able to share their story. And, you know, if there's a lady that's listening today and she's like, I'm sitting in the church and I have abortion in my past, and there's no way that I can tell my story, you know, because of what people will say in the church. You know, something that we talk to our ladies about is, you know, really walking through that fear of man or fear of God, and who does God say you are once you've been forgiven, and he offers that freely. And so that's just really something that our organization is able to do, is help them find their identity, walk in their identity of who they are in Christ, so that they are able to share their story and help others choose life.
It's absolutely amazing. Serena, if you're willing, I'd love to end our podcast today with you praying for, you know, maybe there's a listener today, a woman who has gone through abortion, is dealing with the pain, maybe silently dealing with that pain. I'd love it if you were able to say a prayer over those listeners before we end. But before we do, if someone wants to connect with you, with your ministry, find your book, what is the best way to find you online?
Yeah, so you can go to shefoundisgrace.org, and it's completely confidential. And so just reach out to us. You can send us a message on there. You can order the book directly from our site, and we would love to connect with you. We would love to hear from you, walk alongside of you. We want you to know that you're just not alone in this journey. There's 1 in 4 women in the church who have had abortions, and you know, we just want to help you find your healed voice, the freedom. You know, Christ wants to give you freedom, and I just feel like the Lord's just pressing this on my heart. If there's a woman that's saying, you know, I know God's forgiven me, but I can't forgive myself, I just want you to know that, you know, Christ went to the cross and died for your sins. And if we had to forgive ourselves, then there's no point in Jesus going to the cross for us. So I just felt like someone needed to hear that.
Amazing. Would you mind just praying over our listeners, and just for that listener that may be exactly where you were years ago, but is needing that courage, that moment like you had in your car when you cried out to the Lord and God met you there, that maybe today this podcast would be that same moment for a woman that's listening. Would you be comfortable praying for them?
Yes, absolutely. All right, let's pray. Yes. Father God, we just thank you for today. And God, I just pray for just the women that are listening that have been sitting in silence for so long, that Father God, that they would know that they're not alone, that there is hope and healing and forgiveness and freedom. And that Father God, that you will show them grace, that you will show up and show off, and that you went to the cross, you died for their sins. And Lord, that you just want to give them freedom. And if there's any woman in the church who is just like feeling like, hey, I've been walking with you, Lord, but there's just more. I know that there's more. God, I just pray that she would just bravely walk forward, that Father God, that you want to set her free. God, that you have a redemption story for her, and that God, you want to put a healing balm on her heart that only you can give her. And God, I just thank you for the women that you will rise up. God, you have given me a vision of a post-abortive army rising up, and that. And God, I just thank you for that vision. I thank you that you are a God that sees them, that you want to restore them, and you want to give them absolute freedom in you. And we just pray this all in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, you've been listening to Serena Dykeson, and she's the founder of She Found His Grace Ministry and the book She Found His Grace, A True Story of Hope, Love, and Forgiveness After Abortion. Of course, as the topic of abortion is one that many in the church are deeply concerned about, Serena, thank you so much for ministering to those that have gone through it and for being part of God's solution for this time in our country.
It's an honor to just walk alongside the Lord, and you know, he's the one doing it. We're just we're just following after what he wants to do. So it's an honor to be able to do that.
Amen. Well, thank you again for being on the podcast today. And we look forward to having you on as more testimonies come in, as God's grace spreads through your message.
God bless you. Thank you.
Same to you. God bless. Well, thank you again for listening to Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. Make sure to download this episode and subscribe so you never miss a show. God bless.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.